Welcome to Sunday Painter. You know the drill. But if you don't know the drill, here it is. I'm your host, Jackson, and I'll be giving you a step-by-step guide on how to make your very own work of art. And my apologies to those of you who did know the drill and did not need to hear that. I'm sorry. Boy, oh boy, am I tired. I stayed up all night binge-watching Lego Ninjago on Crave. Crave is my favorite streaming service, and Lego Ninjago is pretty good. But enough about must-see TV and must-use streaming platforms. This is Sunday Painter. Now, we'll get right down to it. As long as I can find the on button for my Sunday Painter sound effects machine. Okay, I'll just pull this lever to play the famous hammer sound effect that starts the show. Oh no, my sleepiness is affecting my sound effects. I seriously hope this mishap does not recur throughout today's Sunday Painter. That would be embarrassing. Speaking of Sunday Painter, this week we're going to be making a flag you can put on your house. From Jasper Johns to David Hammonds, flags have been flown throughout galleries across the world. Cue the trumpets, my liege! Oh, crumbs. Here's what you'll need. A sheet. A sewing kit. Paint brushes. Paint. Scraps of multicolored fabric. And a stick. Step 1. Decide what you are going to put on your flag. Jasper Johns had a dream in which he painted an American flag. So he painted an American flag. You know who else had a dream? Me. Of becoming NZ's top most famous YouTube content creator. That's why my flag is going to be a picture of the YouTube logo. Your flag could be a dragon, like Wales. Or some crepes, like France. Throwback to that epic crepe I had in Paris. Cue the munching sound effect.
Yay!
Ah, brother. Step 2. Lay your sheet on the floor and paint the base color. Because my YouTube account is going to make me lots of money, I'm painting my background green. Step 3. You're going to need some glitter for that flag. Did I forget to mention that in the materials list? Yeah, sometimes I screw up, but at least I can acknowledge it. Cue the applause. Go to the glitter store and buy some glitter. Tell him Jackson sent ya. You'll get 20% off. I know the guy who runs it. He owes me. He owes me big time. Step 4. Come home and glitter up that flag. You might need glue. Back to the glitter store. Did I mention they sell glue as well? Tell them Jackson sent ya. Step 5. You want your flag to shine hardcore, bruh. You want your flag to shine bright like a lighthouse. But not like that lighthouse with William Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. That was a creepy lighthouse movie.
I was going to ask if it would be possible not to use my real name when you write the story. What about Anne Boleyn? That's a lovely name. What if somebody had that?
We're going to have to use your real name, Philomena.
That movie was messed up. Step 6. Now that you've got that classic flag glow, we gonna need to put a logo on that flag, bro. You know? Cut the YouTube logo out of fabric and stitch it on your flag. If your flag is not the YouTube logo, skip step 6. Be careful with the scissors, and do not run with them either. But who am I to judge? Cue the judge sound effect. Oops, that is not going to play well in Jackson's parole hearing. Step 7. Have a relay race around your house with scissors instead of batons. Hey, it worked! Step 8. The winner of the relay race gets to put the flag on top of your house so the whole street can admire the YouTube logo. To attach the flag to the stick, I use a rubber band. Yep. Step 9. Burn the flag! Society has progressed past the need for flags! And while we're at it, I have some other thoughts on how flags can be used. Sign up to jackson.news to get the full slice of ham. Great work. You've made your very own flag. Invite your friends around to keep you warm this winter, emotionally and physically. Before I go, I have something important to say. With all of today's mishaps, I feel more like a Sunday jester than a Sunday painter. But with your support, I feel like a champion. Cue the fireworks. Close enough.